You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I am Matt Fidler. On Monday, the Paradise Irrigation District released an assessment of the tap water serving Paradise, and it was not good. Things aren't improving as fast as we'd like. First of all, no matter what, do not drink the tap water. 40% of the pipes supplying water to homes and businesses from the main supply line have been tested positive for benzene and other organic chemical contamination. And home filtering the water will not work to make this water safe for consumption. So the PID says you should be using bottled water for all drinking, including water for baby formula, mixing juice or cocktails, and even for feeding your pet. Also, if your tap water is from the PID, use bottled water for brushing your teeth, making ice, and any food preparation. Now, other uses of tap water, limit the use of hot water because the heat can actually activate the chemical and put it into the air. Use lukewarm or cold water for showers. Wash dishes with a dishwasher and then let it air dry. Wash clothes with cold water and do not take baths or swim in the water, including in a pool or hot tub. And try to limit the amount of water that you use to clean up your property. These and other recommendations can be found at buttecountyrecovers.org/reentry. If you're in Paradise and you want to get water that's acceptable for drinking, you can go to the bottled water distribution site with proof that you're a resident of Paradise and get some water. It's located at 6332 Clark Road in Paradise and is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's also a fill station in Magalia located at 13888 Pine Needle Drive, which is open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Paradise Irrigation District also included this statement with the report. PID is working on a plan to find and isolate contaminated portions of the water system. Once these areas are isolated, PID will clean or replace portions of the piping system until water meets drinking water standards. We'll continue testing and ensure water is clean and safe for our customers. Timeline and details will be provided once the plan is complete and funding is approved. For all the links I mentioned above, including the water assessment report, please visit our show site at kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.